Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. To join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Well, today, first I want to say I hope everyone had a great weekend. And they ever got a chance to spend that special time with your mother. You know, it's just a wonderful thing. Now, today I think we have a great show. It's an interesting show. You know, it's a show that covers a hot topic that's going on right now, and that's same-sex partnerships. But, of course, you know, before we do anything as far as, you know, get on a starter on our topic, let's talk about some sports in the NBA. Let's see now, the Lakers finally eliminated the Denver Nuggets 96-87 to advance to the second round against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, the Lakers, remember Friday when I said if the Lakers were going to advance, they would actually have to get Kobe Bryant some help. Well, apparently they listened because Paul Gasol led the Lakers with 23 points. World Be Free, Peace, better known as Ron Artest. His first game back, he contributed 15 points. And then Steve Blake, a relative unknown, unless I guess you're a Lakers fan, came off the bench to add 19. Now, and the interesting part about that is Kobe only had 17 points himself. So that was the help that he needed. Of course, there was no Andrew Bynum sighting, which could be a problem with this next series against Oklahoma City. But we shall see. And after the break, we'll be right back with more. Conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you hit me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now back to the NBA, and the next game we want to discuss real fast is the LA Clippers, who eliminated the Memphis Grizzlies in their game 7 as well. The score was 82-72, And now they move on to play the San Antonio Spurs. Now, the interesting thing about this game was, you know, the Clippers, their starters really, really wasn't doing much, you know, in the entire game. But thanks to their bench, who scored 41 of the 82 points, you know, the Clippers are moving on to the next round. You know, of course, they're going to need a little bit more effort against the Spurs. You know, the Spurs are the number one team, so hopefully we can make that happen. And then next game, the Boston Celtics took game one against the 76ers, 92-91. They go up 1-0, one game to none in their series. Kevin Garnett led the Celtics with 29 points, and Andre Iguodala led the 76ers with 17 points. The Miami Heat took a one-game lead over the Indiana Pacers Sunday with a 95-86 victory. You know, although the Heat did play the second half without the third star, Chris Bosh, who left during the first half with an unknown injury. And the second half belonged to LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. James ended with 32 points, Wade ended with 29, while David West led the Pacers with 17 points. And that's it for the NBA playoffs. You know, more get started today, and we have more as the week goes on. Now, let's get to talking. Our topic today is same-sex partnerships. You know, as I mentioned before, that's a very, very hot subject right now. And, you know, it's a subject that shouldn't be as controversial as it is. I mean, being that we are in 2012. You know, I can see we were back in the 1962 or, you know, 1971, but we're in 2012. Why is this such a big issue all of a sudden? You know, it's not like it's something that has just popped up into the mainstream. You know, in the military, we had don't ask, don't tell. Well, the only person who wasn't asking, wasn't telling is the people that weren't in the military. Because everybody in the military, that, you know, knew who was who, and we didn't have a problem with that. As long as we're in that foxhole and you shooting at the enemy just like I am, your sexual preference and all that doesn't even matter. It didn't matter then, and I'm sure it don't matter now. No. But, you know, when you mention the word same-sex partnership, you know, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Two people of the same sex are in a committed relationship. Am I right? Now, usually that means either they're living together, you know, or they are a couple and have been a couple for a minute. Now, we're not talking about the Friday night couples. We're talking about the ones that have been together for a while. You know, now, if you take and say, let us mention that a couple is married, the first thing we think about is, what, they're living together. And they've been together for a while. So if this is the case, why in the 21st century are we still trying to do the separate but equal routine? What is this achieving? You know, why? We should have progressed now to the point to where everyone should actually be equal. It should be none of this, well, we're going to allow them to just do this part. You know, you can only go this far. And if you go this far, that's it. That's all we can allow. But you're still equal. No, it ain't not. You're not allowing them to be equal. You know, right now in this country, and it's a shame that some animals have more rights than same-sex partners. You know, and that's a bad thing. You know, these people, you know, their partners die off, or their mates die. You know, and they get nothing. A whole lifetime of being together. You mean tell me they can't get nothing? No kind of support? That's wrong. That is wrong. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, just dial 347-838-8622 Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, we're talking about same-sex partnerships. And, yeah, I understand the old definition of marriage is the union of a husband and wife. No, man and woman. But that is just the definition of, that's the definition in one dictionary. You know, I looked in another one. It was, it said a unique legal status confirmed by and recognized by governments all over the world. The state of being united to another person as a contractual relationship according to law or custom. Now, right there, that did not say anything about man or woman. It said another person. Another person. So if you are, you know, if you're in the same-sex partnership, it's a person. They are people. Allow them to do what they need to do to take care of each other. No, it's the same, you know, Dr. O'Grumman, you know, just at the point now to where, okay, yeah, we will allow civil unions or whatever, but that's a cop-out. Okay, allowing a civil union, what that mean? When the spouse dies, what happens to the other partner? They're left alone. And they are left alone. You know, the definition of a civil union is a legal status by a state. It provides legal protection to couples at the state law level. Listen to that now, state law level. However, omits federal protections as well as the dignity, clarity, security, and power of the word marriage. So, you say, okay, yeah, we believe in, we allow civil unions. What is that doing? You know, what is that doing? Nothing. It's not providing anything. Nothing. You know, you have stars like Ellen DeGeneres, Nancy Grace, Elton John. You know, they're same-sex relationship. No. And it's not something they just started. You know, they have been together for years. But for some reason, we don't talk about that. You know, we rather bang our head against the wall and say, no, it's not happening, it's not happening, it's not happening. You know, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to wake up and do what's right? And everybody wants to talk about equality. That is not. It's not. Right now, there are 10 countries that recognize the same-sex relationships and marriages. Just 10. And we're supposed to be the biggest and baddest of them all, and we don't. You see something wrong with that? Here in the United States alone, there are 39 states that have banned same-sex marriage. 39 of the 51. Are we that paranoid? Are we that paranoid? No, you got 5 states that allow civil unions between same-sex couples, but not marriage. Then you have 6 states that allow same-sex marriage along with the District of Columbia. However, you still can't get any federal benefits. Why are we even put ourselves through that? Why? You know, are you scared? You know, are you scared it's going to rub off and become the norm? It's already the norm, people. Now, we just look at marriage as marriage. It's something that you can't stop. It's been foretold. So why are you trying to stop it? You can't. join in. You know, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can hit me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. You know, and you cannot tell me that you have soldiers, you know, soldiers that are out there every day putting their life on the line. Every day. They are in same-sex relationships. There's no secret. They are. So if something should happen to that one spouse while they're over there serving their country, the other spouse is just out. You know, there's nothing for them. Is that right? Is that what we call equal? There's nothing equal about that. You know, the same as the police department, the fire department. You know, even those that we associate with in our social time, off the clock. We know them. But yet, are we just too scared to go out there and say, we need to change it to where they can be allowed to do what's necessary? You know, there's actually some of you out there that have family members that are in same-sex relationship partnerships. Right there in your family. And it's not like you turn a blind eye to it. You see it. You encourage it. You embrace it. But when you get out in public, all of a sudden you have something wrong with it. That is hypocritical. You know, I'm sure there's at least 90% of families have at least one person in their family that's in a same-sex relationship. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. You know, and I'm saying all this is, you know, let's be real. Let's give these people what they deserve. You know, yeah, okay, we give them a bone, a civil union. Civil union, really? You know, that's the easiest way for politicians and scary folk to get out of it. You know, make themselves feel like they've done something big. Really? You haven't done anything. They're already in a civil union. Take, in that case, this is a common law. Common law marriage, common law relationship, basically the same thing. You're living together, but you can't get any benefits off of it. Nothing. What kind of deal is that? To spend your whole life with someone for nothing, because your government decides, no, we don't want to have nothing to do with it. Leave it to the state. And then in your states, you have hypocritical individuals that say one thing behind closed doors, but in public, do something totally different. You know, when is that going to change? You know, it's a shame. It really is. You know, I would think, you know, that now, you know, with just having to gone through civil rights era, you know, prohibition era, you know, that we actually learned something. You know, but it seems like the more we learn, the more we forget. But yet we like to use the same old words, equality, fairness. But yet we don't practice that. Why not? Now, if that's what we built on, then that's what we should be doing. You know, they deserve to be able to leave property to their spouses and wills. They'll be able to collect Social Security. Why not? Now, some of you up there in higher office, I'm sure you do it with your same-sex spouse. You know the loophole around it, so you do it. So make it fair for everyone. No, it's only fair. There's nothing, I mean, either do it now or it's going to happen later. But why go through that later when it can happen now? Now is the time. Now is the time. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can hit me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. You know, everybody want to say, yeah, we leave it to the states, the local. Hey, the local government barely can take care of themselves. You know, many of the local governments are run by the Good Old Boy Network. So you think they're going to take the time and effort to really put in the work to make same-sex partnerships a priority? Really? Hey, that's probably why 39 states have banned it already. The Good Old Boy Network. You know, worried they're going to lose our stuff. They're going to lose something if they go ahead and do what's right. No, we need to stand up and make the government do what we needed to do. You know, you have one candidate saying, well, I'm against it. Yeah. But yet, when you were governor of your state, you allowed it. Even though you tried to go back and block it in a sneaky way and it failed. But this happened while you were governor. So how, you know, how you justifying this? You know, we got countries, small countries. Iceland. You know, Mexico. You know, Aruba, you know, even Israel. But you mean the United States government cannot recognize same-sex marriage and partnerships to allow people to do what they need to do? You know, hey, you got senators and congressmen, and even saying that some evangelists that have done the same thing and have been involved in same-sex relationships of actions. Quit hiding and do what's right. You know, it's not hard. You wonder why you're having trouble getting elected and staying in office, because you're not doing what's right. You know, not at all. You need to do what's right. Yeah, I agree. Same-sex individuals should be allowed to get married. If they put the time in their relationship to build stuff together, build a home together, acquire things together, and they're happy, yes. They should be allowed to get married to protect what's theirs. For their spouse. That's all they're asking. They're not asking to build a whole new housing area or nothing like that. Just allow them the chance to live like everyone else. You know, it's not like it's in the dark, people. But some of you are living in the dark, and you need to come up in the light. You know, it's just something that needs to be done. Yeah, the president said, you know, he is for same-sex marriage. Great, that's a great first step. But what is the next step? You know, how can we take it and make it where the government is behind it? Not just leave it to the locals. Because we all know locals are run by good old boys. For the most part. Now, so is that going to make it fair and make it happen? No. I think it needs to be handled on a federal level. To where everything will be made equal. And we can move on to other things that's important, that concerns all of us, not just a part of some. You know, that then, once that is done, it has been accomplished, then we can say all our citizens are equal, not just some of them. But some of them have to fight for what's theirs at the end of a lifetime. We need to do better, and now is the time. Well, that's the show for today, and yes, that was just, you know, my thoughts on the same-sex partnerships. You know, I think, yeah, they should be allowed to get married, and the federal government should, you know, accept that. But hopefully things will get better here soon. Well, thank you for listening in today. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And join me tomorrow when my topic will be relationships. You know, have a great day. And I see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. Have a good one. I'm out.